Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hi. Jethro, are you there?
Dina, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
This has been a real fun minute. They told me back. They grabbed me. They can't hold me. This is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro. And we have the energy. Tonight we have those two phenomenal Thursday ladies. We have Jan Bach Drake, and I think I just did that backwards, and Dina Flanagan. I've been doing it backwards all day. Dina, have you heard about the planet transition that's going on right now?
No, this week I didn't keep up on it.
Jan, have you been hearing about the planets? They said there's three planets doing a transition, and everyone's feeling a lot of emotional pull.
I have heard about some kind of planetary something or other going on, and it certainly is going around, and it's even going around near my house too, and with us and a little bit. And so, yeah, it's kind of intense.
Everyone's saying that.
Huh?
No, you have. Yep. We can hear you. We have to what, my dear? What do we have to do? Tell me.
We need to. Oh yeah. Well, we need to just try and stay as centered as we possibly can, and try to get into our heart chakra as much as we can, and stay in that area, and try to come from our hearts as much as possible. Because it seems like it's pulling us every which way, and emotions are high, and all kinds of stuff like that. And so whatever you have to do to stay in your heart chakra, if it's meditation or prayer or whatever you do that can get you there, that's what I think we should do.
I love that. I agree with you very much. Dina, you have been doing some healing work, and you were telling me that you basically can do the healing. We're working together, everybody, and so we'll keep you on the story. We're working together on our Facebook page, and we're getting stuff up because there's a few people in the world that don't know how great Dina really is, and we want them to know that she's a phenomenal healer. Her energy is going through. Facebook is doing... Everybody teases me about Facebook, and here it is. All of a sudden, it's like things are happening odd, and it's like, Dina, I've never had this until you. And then we both laugh because Dina's found out. I think that now we're going to use her to go and do, like, set off alarms and stuff because she's like, her Facebook thing was doing stuff I've never seen before. So, being a Scorpio, I'm like, okay, it's got to be the new manual they're doing. I'm reading this stuff over here trying to keep up. And the most craziest thing that came up, I mean, there was stuff in yours that's never been in there, and they're still not in there. I went back over, read the book on how to do it again, because I thought maybe in class I was, out getting a cinnamon roll or something. But it's like, what were you doing? Tell me.
It's just crazy. When I do a lot of my work, the energy is really, really high. And a lot of times, I do have to stay away from computers and electronic things. And I mean, my dad will tell you too. It's like, he's like, oh my God, you're a jinx. and it's cars break down and, and it's like, oh my gosh, my energy does get really, really high.
I love that. And for Jan, we've got a question over here. I am a dancer, and I know that you also enjoy being in the focus. This has helped me for many years. I've had people tell me that when I'm in the focus, I'm very psychic. Jan, I would like to know, what do you think about this?
When you're in the focus?
Yeah.
Definitely when you're focused and you're dancing, it definitely puts your whole spirit in a very high alignment, and you're very I remember when I used to do it. I don't do it anymore, but I have actually in the near past. Yeah, it definitely puts you in a very high spiritual mode, and it's just awesome. And things start, you feel like things are clicking. You get into a higher energy is what it is, and things start clicking really well, and it starts to become a flow and synergistic, or what is that word I'm trying to think of, that things just happen just beautifully together. Yeah, that I love that about dancing.
Is that the zone, Jan? Am I correct? I mean, isn't
it's
that
the zone?
Okay. My girlfriend loves Kay, and she's telling me, ask her about the zone, and then I have this person on the focus. Okay, everybody, stop tag teaming Jethro. I got up this morning. I've been having crazy energy, all the stuff we were talking about. And so I laugh, but I'm like getting things in like these multiples. So I'm like, okay, is Mercury like up there tapping its hammer at me? Because I'm getting everything in twos. And it's like, I love that because they're all in focus. This is the zone. I'm so impressed. Jan, for those of you who know, is not only our poetress, but she's a phenomenal, gifted psychic, and she does her work with finding people, working energies. What I love with Jan is Jan's just a very positive individual. I got to tell you, tonight, those of you who are calling and going, man, the show is like so clear and positive. It's like having these two visual speakers putting light energy. I had someone tease me yesterday, and I guess the story was we were going really wild and everything was happening, and Monday I lost something, and now I want you guys to do the joke with me. I am practicing for some comedy, too. I've decided I need to be the psychic comedian more. I don't think I'm funny enough. I need to laugh more. But I meant to say I have a crystal ball, because there is a crystal ball, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. But I said I had crystal balls. Now, I want everyone I know you guys laugh. And you see, Dina, I knew we'd figure out what was going on. Dina, what am I saying? Did I say, come on, help me? I can read your future, but I just don't know where I am today. What did I admit to?
Well, not quite sure on that one.
I just, you know, and I laugh. See, that's a friend to you. That's what I love. She won't tell me that I made a really bad fool of myself. It's like the person that knows you got cheese on your chin and you're in the dining room. They just politely, you know, little napkin there will do you. She doesn't like laugh. I still don't know, but I meant I have a crystal ball. And speaking of crystal ball,
you were trying to say you have a big set.
Oh my God. So we go into the energy. I am so New York and I don't know where I am, but when you look at the energy and we're going into everything, what is the thing with the crystal ball? If you're working with the energy, back with the metaphysical of when I first learned this, you covered it for 28 days. You looked at it and then the energy would go across it in clouds. Now, you're going to have to help me, ladies, because this is a concept, and then we're going to take a few callers and have some fun with you ones who want that free reading and see what all we do. And it's like, what I love about it is you take that and you put that over the crystal ball, and then if it clouds, and this is what they always tell me, if it clouds, well, only two ones that I saw cloud in the crystal ball became very strong, and then, the person after that is not to show it to anybody. And that's what we were talking about, how I said, yes, I had crystal balls, and I didn't realize what I admitted to. What I was referring to is the crystal balls that you use in metaphysical, and that I have some that I use for this, and that you can tell a lot of work with it. It's an older tool, and I'm asking those of you who are metaphysical and friends to contact us. I'd like to have a crystal balls convention, and I know you guys don't take it out of town. And I mean, I said golden showers is a light work. So you guys, I know some of you guys, Dina's going to have to do, she's going to make me grounded. I can feel and read her going, Jethro, this is why you're not allowed out at parties or with sharp scissors. But what happens is when you talk about this stuff, I realize that this was common ground in my day. And no, and I did make a joke. I am not actually Pebbles and Bam Bam's age. They were friends across the street. No, I'm kidding. I'm working on my comedian. You guys, a lot of that tonight. Because what I was told today, and I have my psychic, and that's what I love about this. You guys, that know I do roll with the gift and being born with the gift. That I have a friend who did a reading for me, and they told me the most beautiful thing, that if I get my laughter back up again and I feel the energy, all of the things that are happening around me will stop doing the manifesting of someone else's, and it will go back to what I want, harmony and peace and less of this stuff, because I have this stuff. And I had a joke, because I told them, I go, mozzarella, am I going to get a pizza? Because I used to manifest and do that. They said, Jethro, get out of the food. Because, no, I kid you not, you guys are going to laugh, but I had a person come in, their name was very close to that after I made the joke, and they were looking for an attorney, and I'm like, okay, and I realized, okay, I'm manifesting cheese and a legal party with crystal balls. It's like, so we're going to keep Jethro down to a level where you guys will go, what is this crazy psychic talking about on Gone Wild, by letting Dina read one of our phenomenal listeners and fun people. 407, you get to take a turn. Would you like to ask a question or give your name?
Yes, hi, Jethro.
Hi, you got it. I know you, but I can't remember your name.
This is Patera. I haven't called in a while.
I'm so glad you called us. And Patera, do you have a question for our two lovely ladies? Jan's here. We'll take turns, you guys. I'll go like Jan, and then, because otherwise we all get grabby, and then poor Patera goes, they're pulling my hair. So we're going to take turns, and we're going to tease you, Patera. What question do you have?
Patera,
it's so good to talk.
It's Patera.
Oh, I'm sorry. See, and I'm a good psychic, but I'm not so good in the...
You're saying it wrong.
I'm bad.
Well, my situation. I've been looking for a job, been praying for a job, doing my applications online, doing interviews, but I just haven't got hired yet. Maybe because I'm not being friendly nor smart in the interview. Maybe it's something I'm not doing right, or am I applying to the wrong jobs? Like, I have interviews that I go to, but I never get jobs.
Dina, what are you feeling about her job? You got to say her name. Now you say her name. Can you do it?
I can't hardly hear her at all.
And that's why I can't. And I apologize to you. It's like your headset on the left side or the right side of it. If you go over there and you're, it's like talking in on the phone. Make sure that you've got that up because we're hearing it here. Are you hearing an echo?
It sounds like Charlie Brown's teacher to me.
Oh no, I like her.
I was undercover. I'm back. Can you hear me now?
Oh, better.
Yes, I was laying down. Sorry. But my name is Pakira.
Pakira.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you didn't hear none of the question that I had to ask?
I heard a wah, wah, wah.
Well,
Dan, did you hear her?
We apologize. We're just getting a lot of interference, so we're going to just go ahead and go on here. It is the phones. We're going to try it with 209. Can you hear us?
Hey, Jethro, it's Pam.
You are so Pam. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, because we got to get you, and I do know what the phones. We'll try with you again in a minute, Pakira. We're trying to get some audio in. Pam, we can hear you. I know you have a question for our wonderful Dina, and thank you for calling in. Are you going to come see me in California when we're there at the convention in L.A.?
Oh, my God, please let me know. Dan is just dying to meet you, so that will be so much fun.
Well, I would love to have your Jan and our Jan together, and we would do the double Jans. And then with her Steve, her husband, we would, like, make Hollywood rock. It would be, like, so cool. And we're going to be there at the Beverly Garland. They're doing a deal right now. And please get with me or get a hold of Patty Negri. She's going to be on tomorrow night. We're doing a magic night with her and our new Robert always going to get me, Rodriguez, and he is phenomenal. She's phenomenal, and we're going to be there. It's only like $111. All the best are going to be there, the best of the best, and we're going to do. I'm going to do Power Mud. I'm going to do Psychic Defense. We're going to do Raising of Energy. I'm going to teach people how to read playing cards, your palms, you name it. We're going to roll that right through there, Hollywood. But the night before, we're going to dance. September 20th, 21st, and 22nd.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely talk to her, and we'll see if we can work it out. Yeah, she wants to meet you so bad, so it'll be fun.
Definitely, you guys come down, and we'll have a blast. I have some friends that are going to come in. They're going to teach me some more belly dancing moves, where they've got a new place to eat tacos. I'm sorry. You got to come. You guys know I like to eat food. Dina, I'll be good now. It's Dina's time, and Dina will read you, Pamela. Ask her a question before she makes me red again.
Okay. Hi. I'm just wondering about my career path.
Well, are you in the midst of switching it, changing it,
yeah,
or looking at? Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking at taking some classes, and then maybe in a couple months, definitely. Moving another direction.
That's what I heard. I heard that you're looking at just now switching and changing, and it would require classes. And
yes.
this new career move you're going to make will be much better for you. Though what you have been doing is kind of done. It's worn itself out. You know, it's run its course.
Mm-hmm.
And so now this new career move that you want to make ties into yourself, your future. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, okay.
And it ties into a lot of your growth, and that's what I'm seeing. So there will be, once you do this, definitely stay on this path, because that's what I'm hearing is going to be good for you. It's much more positive. And then you're going to, from this, it's saying it's tying into your future and your growth. So I feel like it's going to change a lot of areas in your life, and for the positive, for the better. And it's something that you've been wanting and something that you've been needing. Is that true? Hello?
She's here.
I'll ask it up a minute. Okay, good. Just tie into my future. All good. Okay, yeah, because I just been kind of like, I want to take the classes, and I just been kind of hesitant. I've saved up for it, and now I'm just like, okay, I'm just kind of, that's all I'm really focused on is just doing these classes, just focusing on my career right now. And I feel like, yeah, definitely ties into the future too. So very good.
Yeah, for sure. It's not just a career. It's going to tie into a lot of areas in your life. And definitely stay on it, do it, because I'm hearing a yes, a big old yes. It will lead you to exactly where you need to be.
And Pam, I apologize. I'm going to grab you here. I know you want to talk about work, but I want also, Jan, when we're here having the wild, Jan, would you tell me what you're sensing here on, you're really good with animals and totems. I love Pamela. We all know she's our wild little blonde, wild friend that's hanging out there in California, probably being ornery like she was in Wyoming. But what we can say that. It's not, the ornery's not a bad word, you guys. It is in the dictionary. Are you sensing things, Jan? Are you feeling something here?
It says you're about to embark on an unexpected adventure and will have to move very quickly once it's initiated. Now, the thing about animal totems is that you can have several animal totems, and they can come in at different times when you're doing different things. Like if you're about to do something major or a change, you might have an animal totem just for that. And then you might have a power animal that stays with you throughout your life. So I was thinking that this was a time for you where you're going through a change, or you know, you're about to embark on a
But they're grabbing her and she's right. No, you're not, and it's going crazy. They're going here. You there, Jan? Jan?
Yeah.
Can you hear?
You're okay. And you said the horse. We got it a little bit, Jan. We're going to do the energy. Hang tight here because they're grabbing Jan. I want them to let her go. Blog Talk does this. They throw me out of here. She was very accurate. Jan, I hope you can hear us. Pamela, I do know that she's very correct. I mean, I think back without Jan has never met you or anything or knows. Here you are. Remember how you used to always be friends with Annie and the horses? You always resonated with the animal ones. There was like,
yeah,
I always thought it that way.
Yeah, I'm very much drawn to the horses for sure.
And it's a very positive totem, and I agree very much. I mean, what I would say is you're like one of those beautiful, like those Russian horses. What are those white horses? What are the horses they used to use that were like, you know, you see them out dancing, they're prancing.
Arabian?
Yes. And you remember how, like, I mean, never, like, and we will say this honestly. I mean, all three of you are very beautiful, attractive ladies. I feel very fortunate to be your friends. But you're not, I mean, you're not like, you were never a sissy girl. I mean, that's what we liked. All of us as friends were like, you know, that one over there, she's worried about her toenails or her hair. As a horse, you were going to, you'd work. You were friends. Everybody loved you. And you were appreciated for being valued. To me, I love that about that totem. I feel that, you know, I have friends that, and I have people say, well, you know, I had a person that had a totem. I know, and I'm sorry. It's doing it to you, and I got to grab our Jan. They keep pulling us. Jan, hang in here. We got you back. We got 215.
Hi there, it's Chalky with in Delaware.
Chalky, we're so glad you called in. We're having the craziest phones, but we love you. We're welcoming you to call in, and we're also getting something else to happen here. We're going to get through this little while because what's happening is the fun thing. So would you like to ask your question of Dina, and I'm going to watch and get our Jan back. She's probably calling back in now.
Okay. So I have been trying to get into a master's program for clinical mental health counseling, and I've been put on the wait list, and I just found out yesterday that it looks like I'm not going to get in this time. So I'm upset, but I'm wondering, I mean, I always thought that this was, like, the thing that I should do for the rest of my working years. I'm middle-aged right now, but so I'd go back to school for 2 years. Is this a path that I should take? Pursue?
Yeah, I'm hearing that you will get in, for one thing. And, I mean, maybe not right now, but I'm hearing you will get in. Are you going to try again?
Well, it's just such an ordeal, you know?
Yeah.
And I get that, you know, you're supposed to have passion and work hard, but, like, TikTok, I'm, like, 53 years old, you know?
Yeah. No, I'm hearing that you'll get in, so if you want to put the time and effort into it, you will. But I'm also hearing that it's timing, and that other things are going to come to you, other opportunities that you will pursue or look at that might sway you off that course. So once you really decide what it is you want, if you really want that, I'm hearing you can get in. But then if you decide you want something else, you know, then you go down that path. But I'm seeing that you should stay on that path, that the clinical, you know, master's program path. I'm hearing that you should stay on it. But look at other options within it. I don't know what that means.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I didn't hear what you said.
They're saying you can also look at other options within it. I don't know if there's a different program or another program or a way to go around the barn. They're saying look at other options within it because it's saying that it is possible and it is the path that you should be on.
I feel like I've explored other options, and the one option that makes the most sense, like logistically, financially, and everything, they're saying it doesn't. I'm wondering, does it look like the timing that I'll get in before the end of the year?
They kept showing me the fall, so I don't know if it's this fall or next fall. But that's what they're showing me, the fall.
I hope it's this fall.
I'm hearing don't give up on it. That's what I'm hearing. Don't give up on it.
Okay.
What do you hear?
I didn't want to force it if it wasn't like the universe is, but I feel like it is, but I didn't want to force it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I keep hearing don't give up on it. That's what they strongly keep saying to me. Jethro,
I'm feeling it too, and it's okay. That's what the energy is doing, and that's what it wants to do. And I do feel that. I agree. And I'm also hearing with you, the guys are saying that you're also got another strength here. There's a reason that this is happening. I can feel your vibration. You have went through some other transformation of your own energy because of work that you've done before. They keep showing me you like with a candle, and you're carrying it, and then it just like becomes this big vibrant light in your heart, and the energy happens to be with work. It was like you had to find that part of yourself that really went in there, and it looks like now you're keep saying that you're going to have it. Things are going to be there. There's a blessing with the angel, and I love when you got in. We've had all this wild stuff. We've had three other people that couldn't hear us, and now we got this guides doing work, and they're telling me you needed it. So what the guides are doing is they're giving us so much time, and then they're bringing in energy. So we're going to have to make Dina tone it down or whatever she's doing, because the energy is going so strong. And we were trying to get our Jan. It's 7:02. I'm looking for you. We know you're out there. It's like the phone's dropped our Jan. It's like, this 7:02.
Oh,
can you hear me?
I'm not there.
You're here. Now you're here, Jan.
I thought I was still on.
You're on. You're on, Jan. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can. Can you hear me now?
We sound like the little kids with the cup. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Grandma?
Yeah.
We got it. We got to go. We were so accurate. Did you hear what you said about the horse? You were so accurate. Did you get to hear about Pamela
good.
With that?
I didn't really.
I would like you to go and take a chance here with our person that's asking about our crew. And would you say your name so that Jan, you know, because unfairly the phones are just doing this, and we're trying to give our chance to read you so she can pick up your totem. Would you talk just a minute? Because it's a key for you on what your work's going to be.
Oh, sure. This is Jackie. And
hi, Jackie.
I'm calling to find out if I'm trying to get into this clinical mental health counseling program. I'm going to be 53 years old, so this is going to be like my career until I, you know, retire, hopefully. But I am having trouble. I was put on the wait list, and I kept pestering them to find out would I get in, and they said that I should probably try again next year. And I don't want to wait that long.
Wow. I had gotten right away a rabbit for you as a power animal, not even as a spirit animal. I mean like a power animal, but an animal that's like with you. And it suggests that with the rabbit that you have a lot of intelligence and common sense, and your wit will serve you well, and it will help you get out of any kind of scrapes. You're a great strategist, and you'll always be ready with a backup plan. So I didn't really hear what Dina said or anybody else said, and it feels like you're going to follow through on this to me, but that's what it feels like. In both your personal and professional lives, you cycle through periods of relative calm and inactivity, and then have tremendous business and activity. So you might be mellowed out right now and trying to check it out, but it seems like you're going to go right, you're going to go into it. And so the rabbit is pretty strong for you. That's just what I'm picking up, but I could be totally wrong. I don't know.
Oh, no, you're not. You're very excellent. And it's like you didn't see that. Gina said exactly the same thing. You're a little shy, and that's why we brought you in with me and her, because we're wild. We go to fairs, and it's like people will come up and they'll do a sense. And I want to help you too, Jackie, because I'm still in the energy. I agree very much in what she said with the rabbit. And rabbits are known to do, they also win by doing the unexpected. If you look at a rabbit in the woods, and there's something coming in, instead of jumping where the animal's coming to bite, the animal will do it. That's how one of their defenses. And they tell me just what Dina said, that you're going to go ahead and do the strength and putting this reading together. And this is what I feel with the energy. They're also showing me that you are a rabbit in the fact that, you know, people joke about it. We started out with this show on maybe the wrong humor about fertility and life and crystal and different objects. But what I'm not even going to say. And what they laugh is the guys are saying that you have that ability in your life, that you are lucky like the rabbit. And there's an enrichment coming. And like Jan said, you're going to do it. So, Jackie, please, we hope we helped you. We've gone a little wild. Let us know what you think on Psyche's Gone Wild. And thank you for being our fun tonight. We've kind of like, you came in and we're like, oh, we get to play with the rabbit.
Awesome. I saw a rabbit today, too. Oh,
and
cool.
That's
in my backyard.
You will see your totem a lot.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jackie. We love you. And it is true. You will see your totems a lot. Now, I've had people tell me, okay, I'm living in Alabama, and my totem is a panda. Well, yeah, your totem's a panda, but if you look at the boxes, you look at the things that are around you. A good example is someone who lives in a place that doesn't have tigers, and yet they have a big mural of a tiger on their wall. They feel it resonates to them. Every time they open up a magazine, that's what goes and they buy. You know, you will resonate to your animal. We will be doing some, if you guys have ever done shape-shifting, it's a lot of fun. It's a very positive energy. And speaking of, Dina, we've never done a show. We should talk about that. You do a lot of nature and camping, and I'm sure, have you ever shapeshifted?
Yes, I love shapeshifting. It's awesome. I get to see trees shapeshift and animals, and I've shapeshifted. It's like, wow, I love it. When you sit out in nature, it happens quite a bit.
Now, Jan is able to, and I keep using the wrong word, it's zone, not focus zone. They keep saying both. Okay, we've got everybody's typing me. Focus and zone. Jan would be able to do this too. And Jan, so when you're focused and you're doing your dancing, when we're shape-shifting, we're focused on being an animal or going into the animal or doing our, like we do our workout in nature. I could see you working with the nature ones. Could you see Dina out there like wind and earth like all smiling at her and fire's like tickling her hair and somebody over here in the water is telling her a story? I mean, I could see it. Jan, have you done that? Can you tell us a little bit? Have you done any of this?
I don't know if I have or not, but one thing that I have done that's very new for me, and Dina is somebody that was part of this, who helped with this, is I really don't know what it is, but I want to find out what you guys are talking about. But something new that happened to me, and it's all because of your meditation, Jethro. I wanted to put that in here tonight before it was too late, that this meditation that Jethro Smith has shown me, because he is my teacher, has opened up a lot of miraculous things for me, and that's how I'm able to even see the animals. But a few weeks ago, I was working with a friend, and she was sending me some information about some missing kids, and that was Misty. She asked me to try to see what I could see. And I just went ahead and went into the meditation, and I started seeing. I started traveling or going there and becoming what it was. Like at some point I would become the water. I'd be inside the water, and that's where somebody was missing. And then, you know, is that what shape-shifting? I don't know what that is. But,
yes,
okay.
It is. And I love you. Thank you for the compliment about that. I didn't pay her anything. She's just a sweetheart. She almost made me cry. I've had an emotional day. The next person that brings me food or does a compliment like that, by surprise, to get the psyche, gets the tears. I love you for that. Thank you. And that's what I love about the classes. I had someone tell me, well, Jethro, you're teaching all this stuff. What is your big thing? I go, my big thing is psychic. And if I can read with dominoes, I can read with dice, I can read with hands. I mean, we were just joking. Me and Pamela, we were born in Wyoming. If you guys know Wyoming, there's like 8 months. You're either cold colder, you're wanting to be inside because you're getting cold. So what I did is I learned to take and maximize all of that time into all the reading. And I also had a teacher that said, you will need to know these. You'll master your tools, but you need to know them. And so that that makes me feel very honored. The Native Americans back home and some other friends back there on the living up there will be very happy with that. I will tell them that. They're listening in tonight on the show. You heard that. It does work. And that's what I was laughing at some other friends. We have a class here, and I had a girl sit down we were working with, and for confidential, I'll just call her the girl. She did say I could say her name, but I won't. But she was working with us. We started having things happen. We had a psychic circle go around. She did what was said, and all of a sudden she could see everyone's aura, just see them. And she's like, this is really light in here. And then all of a sudden she starts getting the colors. I think, Dina, I know you do a lot of healing and help people just, I mean, that's what we're going to have Dina go out in California. She's just going to lay hands on you and raise the energy. As a healer, do you often sometimes just tune on people when you're tuning them and just decide, okay, this one I want to just have them see, or I want them to.
Yeah, I do. I do. If I'm working on somebody and I want them to, and I feel like they can see, or I want them to see, I open up those channels and I try to send it to them, and they do get something. It's really interesting because I always share it afterwards, and they really get something, because I work with a lot of light workers and psychics and healers and whatnot and people, so they're kind of easy, but all of them are like, help me see clearer. So that's what I open up and do if that's what they want. But it's really interesting, fascinating to watch mm-hmm. them grow.
Love it. We're going to grab a hold of somebody. We started out with crystal balls. We're now over here talking about growing and shape-shifting. Tomorrow night is the magic night. Tune in. 727, you're on next. How are you, 727?
Hello?
Yes, we are here, and this is Psychic Jethro. You are? Oops, I guess
okay.
She's having a... Well,
hello?
Go ahead and go on. Yes, how are you? Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, good.
Hi.
We were doing fine. Hi, this is Jethro, and you've got Dina and Jan, the wildest three that can grab you on a Thursday night. You are...
Okay. I just wanted to know what you think about... I'm dating someone. I wanted to know what you see for me and that person.
I'm feeling it, and I do need to get permission for your name to do it, and I'm not jumping in front of you. Dina's reverent at the bit. I can feel her. She's really good. So if you'll give me your name, because the guys are saying she's feeling this, I can do Dina's. So can
okay,
we get a first name?
My name is Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. Dina?
Lisa, hi.
Hi.
I'm feeling, I'm feeling like this, like this person is going through some transitions right now.
Yes, definitely.
That's what I'm feeling. And so I feel like that's on his mind a lot. So it's kind of like this person's half in and half out, you know, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So, and I feel like that's what's taking up this person's mind space. Can you say the person's name? Is it okay?
His name is Steve.
Steve, all right. And so anyway, I feel like that Steve has a lot going on in his head and a lot of things he has to resolve, I'm hearing, in his life. And also I feel like he's come through some pretty, some relationship things in his life that causes him to keep some fear up too, which then causes him to think of all this other stuff. Yeah. So...
And I want to tell you, Lisa, there's something else going on with the energy around you. I'm going to now hand you over to our phenomenal Jan, who's not only reading totems but sends a lot of energy. Jan, what are you feeling for Lisa here to help her with her relationship and about her totem?
Oh boy, I just immediately saw the lamb, and I don't know what the lamb means. I don't have any information on the lamb, but if it's a lamb, you know, when you think about a lamb, You're probably just as sweet as can be, and you're probably just I bet your energy is just as sweet as a lamb, and you're probably trying to sort through this as best as you can with this man, and I guess just keep on doing that. And I didn't really hear what was the problem. You wanted to know what was going to be happening with you and this guy that you're dating and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he a wolf? I'm teasing you. But is he, because if he's a wolf, I'm like, you're the lamb, honey, run. Run for the money.
I'm just really not picking up I'm not totally picking up that much. I'm just picking up that you're the lamb in this situation. You're the lamb. Or the lamb is around you, and the lamb is just so peaceful and so sweet. And so I would just take care of yourself as much as you possibly can, because lambs do get... you know, taken. They get by the wolf, and that's true. It is true.
Yeah,
so just take. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
No.
Dina, go ahead.
Oh no! I was just saying that I'm hearing meek and mild for the lamb. When you say I'm not quite sure on the lamb, I hear meek and mild. So yes.
Janet, you're okay. I got the phones are going crazy on us, so I'm sorry. Everybody's going, we're all like, sorry. Tonight, we're going to tell whoever's doing our phones, take your fingers off your phone and leave it alone. They're making me. It's like the wildest thing. Every time we turn around, the buttons are doing stuff, and I know part of it is this transition of this energy. We love you, Janta. Very accurate. Lisa, we hope it helped you. I do have a couple of you guys that have gotten a ring. If you were promised a ring on the show, there's about, I think, three or four of you. I know there's one I think that's on here next. I'm going to ask. Are you? Do you happen to know that you won a ring, a psychic ring, 352? Is it you?
Yes, Andrea.
Andrea, you little wild one, are you out there like giving out people's rings and stuff? Because I'm telling. I'm just, what are you doing?
I am a busy mama, being just, dealing with the kids, football practice, blah, blah, blah. It's been hectic.
I can feel the energy. You have a question for our phenomenal Dina?
I do. I wanted to see anything general you should see for me. I have a couple of, things going on, and I want to know, can she hit at least one of them?
Okay.
So you don't have a specific question?
No.
Okay. Wouldn't quite hear it. Well, on one of the things going on, I am hearing that to let go of your fear around it, and that it will work out all right.
Let go?
Yeah, let go of your fear around it, because it will work out all right, is what I'm hearing. You're questioning, I'm hearing you questioning it, and I'm hearing you not quite sure, but it's saying to let go of the fear, you'll be all right, and things will work out good in the long run.
And Jan, our phenomenal Jan, is also here too. And I, you guys, when I say that, know that I always go first. They're both really excellent individuals, and they're lovely. What are you picking up, Jan, on her, Andrea? Please be careful, because she's close to me. If you call her like a mean baboon, she's going to come over here and beat on me, and I don't want
to.
No, I'm teased, but she would.
No, but this is just too funny, because I just would never pick this animal, but I can't help it. That's just what comes through, so don't take it. It's okay. It's a frog. Now, that's not a bad animal. It's just that's just what came through. And it says you're a very sensitive and compassionate person and very readily express deep feelings in words and actions. And your voice, and especially your singing, can at times arouse deep emotions. So, I didn't hear the question at all. I don't know what you asked, but it sounds like to me that you, whatever you're doing and whatever you're needing to figure out, that you have sensitivity and compassion, and I would just stay with that, because that keeps you in your heart chakra. And whenever we come out of our heart chakra, it's so much nicer in the long run, no matter what choices we're trying to make or what we're trying to do. So that would be my advice right now, and I'm sorry if it's the frog, but that's just what came through. I've never even seen a frog come through before, but this one did.
I've been a frog. I love frogs, as long as they don't stick frog legs. I mean, that kind of scares me, but I do. I've been a frog, and that's why we love each other. Me and Andrea are friends on Facebook, you guys, and we.
Mm-hmm.
I have your friend, and that makes sense if you look at what I love, Jan. You're very accurate, because I can say, can I iterate here a little bit, Andrea? Can I help her?
Yeah.
Do you mind?
Yeah.
Because you didn't even know, and here Andrea's went through some things that have went transformation with the frog. You're very much on and right, and that's why when Dina was picking up what's happening, both of you two together. other help my friend. That's what I love about our show. Friends call in and we help each other. And Andrea, I'm going to frog sometimes and I laugh. One friend told me, they said, you know, when you're the frog, you're the best. Because when I'm being my big totem, I'm all this and I'm all that. And they're like, we're going to have to put you on a timeout in a cage. Then I'm all over here being my hawk. I'm all flying and I'm so hyper. They have to like, we're going to put something on you and slow you down. But when I'm doing my energy and I'm being with the part of my four, and there is four sides, we're working on this, and I love, Jan is so gifted. Look at how she's doing this. She's pulled in right there. What's happening now for you and your vocal? I've always felt with you verbally that you've got an ability about this. I feel that you're growing into, you're going to be someone, Andrea, that's not only going to be heard, but I feel there's going to be a love that comes from you that the man who gets you now is going to be like, Katie, bar the door, this one's done gone. You know?
Because I was, well, my main thing is moving, and I really need to move, and I've been trying to move for the longest, and I feel like time is just running out.
Well,
and
that's the problem. Answering, yeah.
Yep, and we go ahead. I'm sorry, Andrea, we have to go with this. Go ahead and answer Dina, and then we got to run because I got people behind.
Well, that's the one I was answering. Like, remove your fears around it, and it will come to you. It's saying, don't worry about it. It will come to you. It will work out all right.
I love that. And we're going to 305. You're on live. I know you guys can give everybody one question. 305, would you like to? Oh my gosh, you're out on the highway. Gotta slow it down, pick it up. What's that song? Gonna make it happen on the. I can do Elvis. Gonna do it like I don't want to. I want to be a gold. 305, can you hear me? Okay. That was really wild. I think they're out in the wind tunnel, and we're going to let them have that air to their south. And we got our 717. Are you. She's not in the wind. This is our sweetie. How are you?
Hi, Jethro. Hi, Dina. Hi, Dan. This is Karina.
Hi.
Hi, Crystal. How you doing?
Great.
I'm so glad you're on the air, Jan.
Thank you. I'm nervous, can you tell?
No, you don't need to be nervous, honey. You are wonderful. You're absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
I do have a quick question tonight surrounding financial circumstances. They're a bit dire. Anything anybody can tell me?
Ladies first, and I feel like Miss Dina is the strongest of all of us. This woman has got, she's got abilities. That's why we keep her up on Maine. You know, if they're up on top of the cake, they won't hurt us down here. Me and Jan are going, we swim in here. We're all good. We're like, sometimes I am a frog. Could you tell her what you're feeling, Dina?
Hi, Kareem. Good to hear from you. Yeah. Well, it's going to be that way for a little bit longer. But you're almost there. I mean, it's just ready to turn. And by a little bit longer, it could take up to January,
okay,
is what I'm hearing. But like, not completely, you know what I mean? But I'm hearing, like, things will turn and shift probably in January. And you know, things, I know what you're waiting for and all that. And it, things are going to start to shift and happen.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, now I can.
Okay. So things will start to, like, I feel like some things are going to happen in between to help you, to get you along to there. But then your big shift will be more like January is what I'm hearing. So things will pick up and other things will come in and help you, like money will be sent to you in different ways or odd ways or whatever. But then your big shift will be January is what I'm feeling.
Wonderful. Hey, any ways are wonderful ways.
Yeah, definitely. Jan,
what are you feeling here?
I got immediately the deer. The deer showed up right as soon, I mean, just almost immediately when you even start talking. And it says you're more than ever, you need to trust your gut instinct. And you're poised for an enticing adventure. And there's many different paths that you can go down, blah, blah, blah. Be gentle with yourself and seek out nurturing situations and people. And that's what you've done just now. And you just need maybe to help find inspiration and resources for any projects that you're working on. So that's what you're doing, it looks like. And the deer is just, I love the deer. It's one of my favorite totems. And I'm wondering if I have that do I have? Yes, I have a little poem, and I just want to read it to you because I wrote it for the deer. It said, along with its highly attuned senses, the peaceful deer moves swiftly and with grace. It brings love and new adventure with an innocence and freshness on its lovely face. So, and gosh, that is so you, too. You're so lovely and beautiful and have highly attuned senses of intuition and all of that. So, anyway, I could see how the deer can relate to you. You can relate to the deer.
I'm going to put you back, Corinne. Corinne's phone nuts, and it's like we always do this with energy, and it's like, Corinne, I think it's cute. I could see you and Jan being like deers together. I see you two have some energies that are very, and I think they rock.
I do, too, and I think that's wonderful, Jan. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We are whipping through here. These two are like, oh, my gosh, we're down to, they're getting about three or four of you left, and then the phones start to pick up again. Show us some mercy. Let the phone slow down. I'm telling you. I got a 703. It's you and me and Jan and Dina and Wild Karina, and it's 703. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm Jan.
Hi.
You're Jana.
My question is, my sister wrote a letter on my behalf last weekend, and I'm wondering what the outcome will be.
Oh, my goodness. I feel the energy with you. And Dina, what are you feeling here for Jan's sister?
Is this a legal situation?
It could be.
Oh, that's what I'm hearing. Huh. I'm hearing that a few more steps might need to be taken, is what they're telling me. That doesn't mean it's good or bad or whatever. I'm feeling like a few more steps might need to be taken for it to be cleared up, is what they're telling me.
I'm hoping that the letter will prevent that from happening.
I hope so. I pray for you on that. But is there going to be like two or three people at this hearing or whatever it is?
That I don't know.
Because I feel like that it's going to be some, some people agree, some people don't agree, and it's going to be like that. So there might be a few more things that you need to do. What do you get?
I love it, and we're both, we work so well together. We're both very strong psychics, and I'm sorry, we're like looking over each other's shoulders going, ooh, whoa, ooh, cool. And it's like she's sitting there going through the energy, and I see that chair, and I see you going through this, and I feel that this is going to be some apprehension, but I think you're going to be all right. You had had some other things go on that really were not really what you expected to have happen for you, Jan, and now I feel like there's something physically. Why do I keep seeing, is this something with prescriptions or something? I keep seeing like capsules or something.
Not sure.
They're showing me, they're saying that there's something there with you and around this. It's got to do with medical, it's something like in that area. And I feel that this is going to be able, because of the things that were wrote, happen for you, that's going to be able to explain some things that are real sadness. I keep getting a real awkward pain. Dina, can you feel it?
I'm not sure.
Is this her or me? Because I'm feeling, and lately I've been doing it, it's like I'm feeling this odd, it's like I feel like it's my side, like they're telling me it's my incoming, so I'm feeling it's from her. They're telling me that she's got to go through this part with this letter so her and her sister's karma can heal.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, like things that need to be cleared up, and that's what I'm feeling.
Very good. And now we're going to go to our Jan and your Jan. Jan and Jan, how would you like to Jan it out for the last 5 minutes? Rock it.
That's funny. I'm sorry. I got the cougar, and so the cougars, I've never gotten a cougar. I've gotten a tiger before, but this is a cougar. So I don't know how I figured that out. It just came, it was like a word that came to me, cougar. And so you're being called upon to provide leadership to your family, friends, and community. And so you need to be very decisive right now. And you need to have some strength and assertiveness to deal with this challenging situation. So maybe that's why the cougars come in, to give you some strength for this situation that sounds kind of challenging. And you also need to maybe have some patience and persistence for this situation also. So that's basically what I get. And try to balance your yourself with clear intention on what you're doing with it all, and that's mostly what I'm getting.
Thank you, Jan. And Jan, how did that help you?
Do you think in the end that it will be my favor?
I feel like that's what they're talking about, this other sadness with you. And I do feel that there is some things that are really honestly going on, that I feel the blessings of the angels do it. You know how to call us. You get a hold of us and let us know. I can feel the sadness going on with you, and I feel that this has caused you so much apprehension. You're a good person. And I love cougars. I know from a lot of my years of doing this that, like, Jan's right, that you are. Jan's very accurate. You got in tonight with the sweetest, loving people when everybody else's phones were going down. You're going through some real sad, and I do feel that it is going to end up being in your favor. Now, this is scaring me because I feel like you feel so hurt, you're a little scared. Am I correct?
Yeah.
What I'm feeling here in the energy is you get a hold of me at here on Psychic Jethro, Psychic's Gone Wild. I'm Psychic Jethro, but I'm at psychicsgonewild.com. It's been a long teaching day. That's why I cheat. I have two ladies do the reading while I sit back. But I'm hearing the angels tell me in tears with you that you get with me and we're going to do an abundance prayer. We're going to put out the other energy because we're going to get you to calm down because you're bringing in energy. You are so strong in energy. You don't realize that you've got to get you to think and know like you know you're going to win this baby. You're going to grab it. You're going to do it. You're going to make it happen. And that's the largest part of the battle. What I feel happening is you're such a good person. We've got people here tonight. I know that they're telling me that Corrine's going to get the other money. There's someone else bringing in some energy. The angels are walking in here right now and they're sitting down. And a lot of it's because of you and Jan. You two are really putting a lot of strong energy here because you both, it's not more than just you share names. You're sharing that energy of the light. They're telling me that the father, son, and the positive, the male of this energy is coming in for you and he's going to help you. And they're telling me that we need to just ask. They said there's a sparkle of the grandmother moon in your eye. And they said the love that you have for yourself is going to make it go through. And I'm saying yes. And you get a hold of us. I'm telling you now, and I know all you guys are going, well, I love you, Jan 703. You get a hold of me, and I will spend a good 30 minutes free on the phone with you. You call my number, 928-284-0437, and I will sit down, and I will work with you with some manifesting energy, and we will raise up the biggest, strongest angels that we can call on that phone in the heavens to back your back, because this is hard, and I feel what you're doing. I love you dearly, and I'm glad you called us on Psychic's Gone Wild. Dina, would you tell her what you feel the outcome is?
Thank you.
Yeah, I do feel like things will work out, but it's going to be a little bit more work to get there. And yes, you do definitely need to work on yourself. I agree with Jethro there that because you do, you want to put out positiveness so that this will come, the outcome will be really good in your favor. Not just, you know, yes or no, whatever. I mean, it was really good. And so, that's what I feel, because even then after that, you've got to bring yourself up, you know, for it to continue to be good.
This man's got to come through for Jim, Corrine. I'm supposed to tell you that. The guy said the man's going to come through for Jim. It's working out, and it's finally doing it. He's earned it. 561, you're on now on Psyche's Gone Wild.
Hello?
Oh, no. Hello, we got 1 minute. You get to be... Yeah, you're on it. You get to be flipped over here with these women in and out of here like a 1 minute and a half. Well, sorry, 561, I forgot the time was going.
Okay, well, my question is I'm dealing with a lot of malicious slander and by somebody who's, you know, I've known for 30 years and is just really causing a lot of havoc in my life. Is this coming to an end soon, or is it just going to keep going on and on and on?
You're my twin. I knew I had one. They took you from the hospital. Come over here. We're going to be brothers. No, I'm teasing you, 561. I've had a crazy week, too. Dina, can you? I didn't get your first name, 561.
Jim.
Jim, would you like to? Dina, what are you feeling for Jim?
Yeah, is this a female or has something to do with a female?
No, it's a male.
Well, right, but it doesn't have, like, because I'm feeling like, there's this female energy that's coming, and I don't know where that's coming from. But anyway, I feel like this person is just not happy, you know, with themselves. And there's some kind of like jealousy things going on there. So he's putting it off onto you. Like, he's putting his stuff off onto you. But Yeah, I feel like that eventually, if you approach it different and you don't tie into it or you just ignore it or what have you, I feel eventually if you shift your energy, you'll shift that too. You'll shift that person will go away.
Love that. Well, thank you, Jim. I hope I didn't offend you by trying to make a joke that we were twins. I didn't say you eat like me. I was trying to be nice, but thank you for calling. I hope that helped you. We're going to enjoy it. We got 4 seconds, Jan. What do you want to tell Jim?
Jim, I saw an owl on you, and I kept looking and looking, and the owl was just so strong right there. So the owl is really cool, and you typically see what others don't see, hear what others don't hear, and are able to discern the truth behind any falsehoods. So you might want to check that out. And you're very finely tuned awareness and sensitivity to others. So if you and Jethro are brothers, then that makes perfect sense because Jethro definitely has that gift too. So that's really cool, and I really hope that it works out for you.
I feel really strong energy with him. I feel very cool. I was, like, very positive. I'm, like, this really good energy. And I do have a brother named physically Jim, but this isn't him. But this is Jim. You're like my brother. I just want to tell you that. Blessings to all of you. Thank you, Jan. Thank you, Dina. You guys, tune in tomorrow night.
Thank
it's going to be wild. And it's going to be back with Patty Negri, and it's going to be also with some energy. Blessings.